Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Valentine's Day is fast approaching. It's Friday for those who aren't keeping track. And if you haven't already made some plans or you're just not really into feeling the love this year, the Rogue Music Project has you covered. The Sacramento-based collective of musicians specializing in opera and classical music are bringing their adventurous spirit by celebrating just how much love sucks. Rogue's artistic director is Omari Tao, and their music director is Jennifer Reason. You may know Jennifer, of course, on Cap Radio's classical side. And they're both here in studio to tell us more about their upcoming cabaret show, Anti-Valentine's Day, Love Sucks. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so this has been going on now for about 3 or 4 years.
Seven years.
Oh my God. Okay, so did this start because like the two of you were going through a bad breakup or something and you're like, you know what? Let's flip Valentine's Day on its head.
I don't even
did
know.
Did we do it?
I don't know.
I think we did an impromptu joke of a song that was probably inappropriately timed, and we got so many laughs. We were like, wait a second.
We got a theme here. Let's keep it going. Yeah. You know, I think we did a Let's Not Talk About Love, which was the name of a song.
Yes.
And so we just kept building out from there. Like, I mean, it's the repertoire is endless. So
yes. Oh, absolutely. Why do you think it's just taken off and continues to keep going for 7 years now and counting?
It's so fun. It's just so fun.
We have a blast, like, putting together the songs. Like I said, there's so much. I think just about every other song on the radio is about heartbreak anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, coming from the classical music background, everything, opera, et cetera, is about heartache. Well, it's about death too. But, I mean, it's easy to pull from things. And then, of course, we put our own little twist on stuff. So that it's just fun noodling around and coming up with the plan.
Yeah, I think the reason why heartbreak songs are obviously contagious and they are so popular is because when you're going through heartbreak, it does suck. Yeah. It's like you're sick. You're ill. And music can be so cathartic for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the best tunes out there are really out of that heart-wrenching kind of, you know, difficult spot. Some of the fun up-tempo ones, too. But a lot of the slow, great, rich torches and, you know, the ballads, the 80s ballads. Oh, they're so good.
So what are people in for on Friday? There's two shows.
Well, I think this is just as much for the people who might be slightly annoyed by Valentine's Day, you know, not even necessarily the heartbreak crowd, but the
commercial.
This
aspect.
Is the commercial. Yeah. So they're in for a really good time. We've got a full band. We've got a full gamut of songs. And in our typical Rogue style, it'll be like you've never heard them before.
Awesome. Absolutely. We're going to play a couple of songs that you might feature just to give people a taste of what they're in for. So we're going to kick things off with a classic from Meatloaf.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that.
Exactly. We had to end on that note.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So who gets to be Meatloaf?
Oh, funny you should ask.
Not me. Your very own Kevin Doherty.
Yes.
You may recognize him and recognize that name. But he's kind of our go-to rockin' balladeer. He really kills it. And we've actually done this song before on one of this particular cabaret some years back. And we just had to have it back. Yeah. We had to. He's so good at it.
He's such a Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. He's such a
I have the visual. I can see it for sure. So we're going to play one more. And this is No Doubts, Don't Speak.
Mm-hmm.
You and me, we used to be together every day. Together, always.
So I definitely get both of these songs. But do you, the four of you or your team, your collective, do you have like clear rules on what makes a song anti-love and can be part of something like this? Or is it pretty open-ended?
I think it's pretty open-ended. I mean, if we have to get meta here.
I know.
Every song is anti-Valentine. You know, every love song is a bad love song, right? I mean, it really is just, I think it's more general. It's really broad. I mean, and in that song in particular, we've kind of mashed it up with something else. And so we're presenting it in a way, way, way unique style. Like, you might not even recognize it when it starts.
Wow. I would also think a lot of people in the audience sing along to these songs as well.
Definitely. Particularly on the second show.
Yes.
It's a little later.
Oh, yeah, a little later. The vino's flowing, and they love to sing along. We love it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I totally get it. I love watching, like, YouTube music videos or old songs. And so, yeah, karaoke.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
For better or for worse. But yes. Before we let you go, what else does the Rogue Music Project have, like, down the pipeline?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting year for us. It's been a while. We've been building ourselves back since pandemic and our various careers that we all have, which is pretty exciting. But we have been long wanting to launch our 10-minute opera festival. And so it's 10 op, which is 10 10-minute operas, 5 existing pieces and 5 brand new pieces that are commissioned just for this festival. So in May, we'll be presenting our first one as part of Second Saturday, and we'll be producing some more throughout the summer and the coming year. So if they go to our website, roguemusicproject.com, they're going to find out a great deal about that exciting new festival. I cannot wait for the public to enjoy these works. It's really incredible.
Awesome. Well, Omari and Jen, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you,
Vicky.
You're going to have a great time. That is Omari Tao, the artistic director, and Jennifer Reason is the music director for Sacramento's Rogue Music Project, and they're going to perform 2 shows of Love Sucks. It's an anti-Valentine's Day cabaret on Friday, Valentine's Day, February 14th at Antiquity Midtown. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. We'll be right back.